We wanted to finish up this evening with just a few thoughts. And that is speaking truth to ourselves. You know, one of the things that is so devastating sometimes is to be deceived. And it's not always hard. We have people that are very, very slick with the tongue, so to speak. People who know how to twist words to make something sound good, in reality it's not. But the Bible also speaks in abundance on that subject. We'll just touch on a few of them here. In Luke chapter 21 and verse 8, Jesus said, "Take heed that you be not deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time is drawn near. Therefore, do not go after them." Why? Because false prophets and false teachers were going to come into the world. No doubt about that. You think about Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7. "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap." Sometimes we can confuse ourselves and be deceived into thinking that things that we sow will not produce after their kind. We think we can get away with something when in reality we can't, because a seed produces its own kind. You go over to the book of 2 Timothy. Verse 13, chapter 3 and verse 13. Paul writes to Timothy saying, "But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse." Now this is interesting. "Deceiving and being deceived." You see, the problem sometimes is when we get involved in deceiving, we will fall prey to deception. But one that really sticks out in my thoughts, in my mind, is found in 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 8. Where John had already said, "If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one another. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins." But he adds to that, "And if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." Self-deception is probably the worst form of deception that we can fall to. Why? Because we get to a point when we start falling for our own things. That means we've learned how to lie to ourselves and convince ourselves that it's okay or that it's right. Yeah, we can actually be guilty of deceiving ourselves. We can be guilty of opposing ourselves by deceiving ourselves, by learning how to lie to ourselves and accepting that as the truth. And I would suggest to you that probably the most difficult thing to ever get out of is self-deception. It's one thing to recognize when you've been fooled by somebody else, but getting it out of yourself when you are the ones that's guilty of deceiving yourself, I would think becomes the most difficult of all things. If there's one thing that we all want to do, going back to the book of Psalm and Psalm 15, and that is simply this: ask myself, while on this earth, am I striving to live uprightly? Am I striving to being honest on all things? Am I striving to have that heart that desires righteousness? Am I striving every day to be what God would want me to be? And in that one way, I can, in a very real sense, looking forward to eternity, I can sojourn with my God. I can walk on the face of this earth, and I can live as God would have me to live, thus looking toward eternity. But if you just look at it from the standpoint of eternity by itself, being where God is, where His Son is, at the right hand of the Father, is that my ultimate goal? Is that my ultimate goal? Where I will spend eternity? Will it be in the hell that was designed for the devil and his servants? Or will it be in the heaven that God designed for people, souls to be in? My challenge to me each and every day is to look at myself and strive every day to be what God would have me to be. Live as God would have me to live. And in so doing, I know that I can have that great hope of eternal life. You can too. Everybody can have that hope of eternal life. But we have to have the right attitude. I'm going to walk uprightly before God. I'm going to strive toward righteous living. I'm going to be the kind of person that this book tells me that I can be. In fact, that I must be. We extend the invitation at this time to anyone who's never been obedient to the gospel call, never put your Lord and Savior on in baptism. It's very simple if you stop and think about it. We have to hear the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We have to believe with all of our heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus even said, if you do not believe that I am He, you'll die in your sins. We have to have that mindset of true repentance. That repentance brings about that hope of eternal life for us. And that we have to confess the name of Christ before men. And then be baptized to have those sins washed away. Acts 22 and verse 16. Maybe it is the case that you are a child of God and you've strayed away. Maybe you cease to be the type of person that is striving day by day to be what God would have you to be. And you just need to come back and to renew that desire and to renew that commitment to being that faithful child of God. Well, whatever your need may be, if we can help out, won't you come right now as we stand and sing this song?